mean, this is one of the sad things about what happened in the 1960s, with regard to the slum that was behind New Gower Street. Those people would they the people in the slums shopped in the stores on New Gower Street. And it wasn't only Lebanese stores. I mean, I want to recognize that. I mean, for us, almost all of our families had stores on New Gower Street. But you also had, like people like Greg Malone, his grandfather had a big store in New Gower Street. You know, the New Gower Street was really important to the life of the people who lived all around that area, all the stores. And so just like all the others, they were, my grandfather's clientele as well. And they knew people well, and if people needed to get something and not be able to pay for it, then you would be able to pay for it when you were ready to pay for it. And when I say the sad thing about the 1960s, when the expropriation of New Gower Street took place, was that when those people were moved out of the slums, and God knows the slums had to go. I mean, I'm not saying the slums shouldn't have gone, but nobody thought about, what are they going to do when all of a sudden they're living up on Cashin Avenue? Where are the stores up there? No buses or anything. They were used to just coming down New Gower Street, going into the store. If they needed credit, they got credit, etc. And the same way, I think some of them went to Empire Avenue as well, where there's Newfoundland housing built. So for the merchants, they lost their businesses. And a way of life for us, there was a whole community was destroyed, but so did the people who lived in the slums as well. It's a sad part of the history of St. John's that doesn't get told.